Hi everyone, and welcome to the podcast of Emprendedors, the first and to be the biggest bilingual community of Emprendedors in Latin America. This is Jorge Jaramillo here, and I want to invite you to follow us on this topic that we're going to be addressing today, that will be, what is digital marketing and the differences between digital marketing and marketing itself, as well as we're going to be talking about affiliate marketing and its virtue as a business model in today's economy, especially as we move forward during this pandemic and a quarantine that has been throwing away all the economy and personal economy of most people in Latin America and first world countries as well. Okay, so first thing first, what is marketing? Marketing, we defined it as a synonym of communication. Okay, when you make marketing, you communicate to other people. There's a very nice thought that I like to share with a lot of people when I talk about marketing. It's from Start Breath. He says, doing business without advertising is like winking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but nobody else does. And that's a very important fact to consider. First of all, we live in a world when there is a lot of competitivity around, okay? You want to learn how to invest, how to become an entrepreneur, how to get a successful business, but there are a lot of people around doing the same thing as you, because everyone wants to make a very good job and have a lot of success. But the very important thing is how to distinguish yourself from everyone else. And the first step that we have to consider is how you make marketing, how you project your image to clients around the world, and especially in your local community, because this is the first people that you're going to reach with your products and services. Everything that you're offering has to be addressed to people, presented to people with a very good marketing strategy. So if we say that marketing is like equal to communication, okay, we have to then move forward and present and say, what is digital marketing then? Okay, well, this is a very important way to communicate ideas and innovation ideas and products and services using the digital tools that social media and the internet is providing us since like 20 years ago so far. But right now there is a big development of digital business, as for example Bill Gates said, and he wasn't kidding when he said this: if your business is not on the internet, then your business will be out of business. And that's a very important truth, because if your business doesn't have a Facebook page, if it doesn't have a nice marketing strategy, a sales funnel, if it doesn't have a website, if it doesn't have an internet account, and more important right now, if your business is not linked to a very strong WhatsApp account with a catalog and all these things, then your business will not be an effective business and will be out of the competition. Because there is a lot of people who are getting into this game and they're fighting hard to get a lot of this market quote, and you are not going to be doing the same thing. So you're going to lose your territory. Okay, so I know that I'm using a lot of technical words that maybe you haven't heard in your life. Maybe this is the first thing that you're hearing about these words, marketing, digital marketing, Facebook ads, maybe an Instagram account, maybe a WhatsApp catalog and WhatsApp business. Maybe you are aware of it, maybe you're not, but this is the main idea of this podcast, that we need to become people aware of this digital movement that is going around. And Emprendedors is not a community based only on digital digital projects or digital business. No, but there is a big movement around this market, and you have to consider the idea and the necessity of growing up and moving forward to this digital revolution that is going on. So, the next thing that we have to consider is how digital marketing is impacting the economy. Well, we see, for example, a lot of delivery business that are developing using an app. 20 years ago, we would never consider to have an app in your mobile phone that you can just press the app and add a few information, and there will be a cab waiting for you out of your house and ready to move for when you programmed it. It's like having a robot but operated by persons. You know what I mean? You have an app that it's doing almost everything you wanted to do. And not just delivery business. There are a lot of more things that people are doing. For example, this podcast is coming to you using an app that for me would be impossible to reach you 10 years ago using a radio, for example. Or maybe I wouldn't be hired for working on a radio, but now you're listening to me using this app, okay? You're listening to me on Spotify or any other app or any other website where this podcast is linked, is posted. But right now, we are connecting each other this via. And this is a very big improvement and advancement in the evolution of humanity and the evolution of society and the evolution of economy. So the next thing that we have to consider is that digital marketing is impacting the economy, for example, with the immediacy and the creation of tribes and community of people that are helping each other to solve problems, to solve issues that in the latter days it wasn't possible to do. Right now, there are a lot of people in Facebook groups, WhatsApp groups, and communicating about a lot of things and sharing information and sharing solutions. That's the most important thing. But what about business? Well, we have to say a few things about digital business. For example, there are a lot of people selling courses around the globe. There are a lot of personal trainers that right now they're becoming fit coaches. And there are a lot of more people who are becoming coaches on nutrition and a lot of other topics that, again, 10 years ago, it wouldn't be possible to happen. But thanks to the internet, these people now have a very open window, an open wide window, when they can present their projects to other people and create wealth for themselves and their families. And they're creating a lot of successful business. So in the next step, in the next segment, we're going to talk about affiliate marketing as a business model that you may consider as a very creative model of business and to make a big amount of money. We're going to be talking about companies such as Amazon and Alibaba and as well as Hotmart and many other companies that are creating wealth for a lot of people via the internet. So keep an eye on this. We're gonna be coming back to you in just a few seconds. Okay, so welcome to the second segment of this second new brand episode of Emprendedors Radio. In the last segment, we were talking about marketing, the very concept of marketing, and the digital marketing and differences among these concepts. How internet has made marketing as a communication channel to evolve and to help a lot of people to create business and digital business and help a lot of other people with just a few amounts of money. Okay, so there are a lot of new entrepreneurs that are using the internet as a channel of communication to improve what they're offering to the people. So now we're going to talk about affiliate marketing and what is it and what can this offer to people. Okay, first of all, we said that marketing is just communication. Okay, it's like a synonym. And we have to say that we have to establish that concept, because there is a lot of things that you need to take care of, because there are businesses on the internet that are assuring you to be affiliate marketing business, but like in any other business, there are scams, and there are, of course, scammers. There are people who are taking advantage of other people using different business opportunities. Okay, so first of all, network marketing, it's a type of marketing, such as companies as Herbalife and Amway and OmniLife and a lot of other companies that offer you to pay you for bringing new people to the companies. But that's not quite true. Okay, what they tell you is that you have to bring people to the company and make these new people pay for a franchise, okay? A franchise ride or something. But most commonly, they are making you pay for a kit of products, okay? So you build a business around this idea of a marketing organization, okay? And you, as a leader, they develop you as a leader to leadership all this group of people who consume the products and also sell the products and also bring new people to the company. So your organization as an online, as a network marketer, is your organization grows up and you become you start to make a lot of more money using this type of business. But affiliate marketing, it's kind of different from this network marketing thing, because affiliate marketing makes you make money by selling people, selling courses and products, info products from other companies and stuff that you don't even know what it is. I mean, you don't know the people who produce these products, and yet you can sell these products to other people using communication channels. We can quote, for example, Amazon and its affiliate program. You can affiliate yourself to a different product, and this product sells you, gives you a small amount, or maybe a big amount, it depends on the product, an amount of commission by promoting and selling this product. That's why there are a lot of YouTubers and influencers who have a shopping list, or they have a small list. When they record a video and they post a new video, they tell you, you can find everything that I use in this video on the description down below. So you click on the description link, and it will lead you to Amazon. What will happen then? This influencer, this YouTuber, receives an amount of money for every single purchase that you make using his affiliate link. So it's that simple. You can affiliate to companies such as Amazon and such as Alibaba, which is almost the same thing. You can affiliate to products, and you receive an amount of money for every product that you sell. Okay? And that's the very same principle with Hotmart. But Hotmart offers you to sell info products, okay? These are not products that you are supposed to receive physically. You're going to receive a digital product. It may be a course, an ebook, or any other info product that will allow you to learn principles and maybe new things, okay? But using this platform, these are not physical products, but info products. Software, it could be also a software or a development that can that you can use for your development. So This is the principle of affiliate marketing. You can affiliate to a product that someone posts on these platforms, and then you will receive a commission for every single purchase made of this. Now, there are a lot of new things to work as an affiliate marketer as well. As far as I can tell you, there is a company named Newbies on Fire, and this company allows you to buy, to purchase an online course that allows you, it depends on the amount, okay, of packages that you can buy. Okay, you can buy a small package of $25 and you will receive a course of how to create a digital brand, a personal brand for yourself, for your business, okay? And we're going to be talking about brands in the next episode, but I don't want to get close to that before explaining to you how does this work, okay? You can buy this course and develop new products, and also you can sell this course that you already purchased, okay, and receiving a commission of 100%. For example, you buy a course which costs $25, okay, and then you call your friend and you say, dude, I found this course on the internet. It can help you to create a personal brand. It can help you to develop yourself, and it can help you to reach new ways to make money on the internet. So your friend says, okay, how is it? Okay, you just send him a link. He will buy the course for that link that you just shared with him. You will receive the entire commission of the course. Okay, your friend will pay you the course, not the company. He will pay to you the course that you already purchased. So with one course that you sell, you already retrieve your you already recoup investment. So it's a very interesting way to make business right now on the internet, and I want to ask you, what's your opinion on all this? I want to know you. Please leave me a voice note, leave me a voice message, so I can share it with our audience on the next episode, and we can talk about this. You can reach me also on social media. I'm at Alcivas on almost every social media. It spells Alcivez. So you can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want. And I'm going to leave you with this, and I see you on the next one. So have a good night, and thank you for joining me tonight.